I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to reignite your self-worth and feminine intuition so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step match formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit like so many other relationship gurus try to teach you, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. So excited to share our new Attract Your Match game plan calls. If you are a high achieving woman between the ages of 28 to 43, you've been single 3 years or more, and you want a committed relationship so you can get married, the Attract Your Match game plan calls are for you. Now, on these 20-minute calls, you're going to get so much clarity on your blind spots and what specific areas you need to focus on so that you can attract a high quality relationship now. These are no charge, pitch-free calls, and spots are filling as we speak. So book yours today. You're going to go to the link in the show notes and book your 20-minute Attract Your Match game plan call. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we're talking about how to stop wasting time with a relationship that's going nowhere. Ouch, that's a pretty heavy topic, but I know that it's going to be really helpful to share some coaching insights and share some stories with you as well about how to make this shift so that you are truly valuing your time. One of the hardest things for me in coaching, and I've talked about this other times on this podcast, and I've talked about this with clients. If you're on the email list, you may have heard me talk about this in emails. But one of the biggest coaching challenges for me is watching women continuously, whether they're clients or if they're booking consultations or if they're just reaching out to me in the DM or in an email and looking for some help or looking for some guidance. One of the biggest challenges for me is watching women waste their time. And I understand that it's really hard to make the shift when you have not committed to doing the inner work, when you have not committed to owning your value, owning your worth, understanding the mindset shifts, and you're really focused on the outcome and the end result and the goal, which is the commitment, or the trophy, which is the man or the relationship or getting married, and you're really focused on trying to fast track to get to the outcome, that you're completely ignoring all the work and all the signs and all the things that are going on in between. And this can lead to being in cycles of non-committal relationships, emotionally available men, toxic narcissistic men, always feeling like you're on the edge of commitment, a lot of hot and cold start-stops relationships. And worst of all, it can lead to you wasting months and months and months, sometimes years, waiting for a man to change his mind or to commit or to come around. And you don't have to do that in order to have commitment. I have seen too many times the women that I've worked with, once they really commit to doing the work and they really commit to being committed and to what they want and to owning their value and to owning their worth, the shift that happens within them attracts the type of man who's also at that same level of readiness. And when you meet a man who's at that same level of readiness, you don't have to convince, you don't have to prove, you don't have to try to wait to see if he decides that you're good enough or you're worthy for him. You don't have to do any of those things. You also don't have to waste months or years trying to see if he's ever going to change his mind about you. It just doesn't require that. I know that whether it's the media or movies or relationships that you may have seen with your friends and family, where sometimes there are beliefs that are developed that you have to go through all this struggle and all this hardship and all these ups and downs in order to have a man commit to you, in order for a man to see your worth or your value, that this is just part of the process. But I'm here to tell you that that is not a part of the process. At least it doesn't have to be for you. It can be a part of the process if you like pain, if you like hardship, if you like feeling like you're trekking through mud to try to get commitment. If that's what you want, have at it. But if you want ease, and you want to feel good, and you want to feel worthy, and you want to feel loved and cherished, and you want to feel supported and safe and secure with a man who also is meeting you on that vibration, on that frequency, on that level, that is also an option for you as well. But there's some shifts that you're going to have to make. So we're going to talk about what those shifts are today. Now, I want to share a story with you, a client who's now married, but before getting married and before she started courting her husband and, you know, they decided to commit and get engaged and get married, there was a point in time when she was in coaching when she was getting to know, I wouldn't even say courting yet. I wouldn't even say it was a courting process because one, it was long distance, and two, the man never officially declared his full-on interest. Yes, he provided lots of attention, and I'm going to talk about that. But he provided lots of attention, but he never actually declared his full interest, and he wasn't actually moving the relationship forward. But she was really interested in this guy. This guy was a coworker, and she thought he was attractive, and he was smart and accomplished, and he came from a good family. And they worked together, so they had to interact with one another. So she was really interested in him and really hopeful that the work relationship, borderline courtship, I wouldn't quite call it a courtship, but I would say the work relationship, friendship, turning into a potential courtship. She was very hopeful that he would actually step up and really start officially courting her once they met in person, and that she would eventually, go on to marry this man. She was really excited about him. And so while she was in coaching, I remember the first few months of them getting to know each other. I think this took place over a 3 to 4 month period, which oftentimes it usually only takes about 3 to 4 months before these types of relationships end, or it can sometimes drag out way longer than that. But the signs are typically there within the first 30 days, which is why in coaching, I'm so adamant about teaching you the first 30 days of courtship and what to look for so that you can regulate your nervous system, so you understand what to look for, so that you're making it easy and you don't have to wait and waste a lot of time to know if a man is actually pursuing you and if he's actually commitment ready or not. It doesn't take long. You can figure this out in a pretty reasonable amount of time very quickly so that you're not anxiously attached and you're not getting ahead of where the relationship actually is. But a lot of times when women are new to coaching, they're going to force themselves to climb the hill. They're going to have a lot of resistance towards change, a lot of resistance to doing things a different way. They're so focused on the outcome and the goal, which is getting married or having the partner, that they don't really see the value initially in the inner work that needs to be done first to attract the type of partner and the quality of relationship that you actually want. And I just had this conversation with a client in coaching today, actually. She was posting in the community, and I was expressing to her why having the script, having the words for what exactly do I need to say to someone about this particular issue or challenge in courtship, I can give you that. I can give you the words. And I understand that a lot of times with anxiety, when you're feeling anxious, it is because you don't have the language to communicate how you feel or what you want or something that's very vulnerable for you. So I can give you that. That's easy. The problem is that the words, the script, the actions that you need to take, that's closer to the end result. that is not the actual shift that you need to take. And the reason why I don't provide my clients with a bunch of scripts and word for word what you need to say, there are some things that I give you, like a simple process, like for online dating, for example, how to easily move through that. But that's more of a system than it is about say these exact things so that you are communicating perfectly, because then you're not being authentic, you're not being heart connected, heart centered, and it's not pure communication. So I don't like to do that. But the thing is, when you're only focused on the words and the outcome, you're not focused on what's actually going on in the shifts that you need to make. So when you do communicate those words, you are confident, so that when you do communicate how you feel, it feels authentic and it feels natural and it's easy, and your nervous system isn't reacting out of fear or out of any type of control or abandonment issues or any type of anxiety. Because if you're communicating from that place, you're still not going to get the result and the outcome, because it's not going, the way that you communicate, the words, the tone, the confidence, those things have an impact on the result that you receive. So the words are not enough. We have to focus on, what are the thoughts that you're having? What are those feelings and those emotions? And how can we regulate those? How can we get those all in alignment to make the words flow easily? But let's go back to the first story. So with this particular client, I remember when she was in coaching, it was about a 3-month period, a 90-day period, where she was getting to know this coworker. And I would coach her on it, and sometimes I have to gently coach, because I do want you to make your own decisions. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I am here to help you to shift your thoughts and shift your actions so that you arrive at that point, because we're looking for long-term change. And sometimes you just simply need to understand how to think about what you're experiencing differently. But she wanted to go into the fire. And if you guys want to go into the fire, I'm like, okay, let's dance. You want to go? Let's go. Let's go into the fire. You want to see what it is? You want to keep playing with the fire? You want to keep trying it your way? Let's go. I have no problem going there. That's why I work with you for a year, because I already know you're going to want to run into the fire at least once or twice over the next few months before you finally lean in and fully allow yourself to surrender to the coaching process. I get it. So it's okay. Let's play with fire. And so she decided to continue getting to know this gentleman, this coworker, for several months. And he was providing a lot of attention. And this is why I will always say, you have to learn to focus on intention and not attention. Attention is not enough. It does not matter if the man is calling you every day, texting you every day. It does not matter if he's FaceTiming you every day, if he's sending you memes and little funny things on Instagram or to your text messages. None of that really matters. It is so easy and so convenient these days for someone to just simply text or call or even video. It's a very low level way of communicating or giving any type of attention. It doesn't require much. You don't even have to get out of your bed or your pajamas. You don't even have to wash your face or brush your teeth to send a text message, right? So it doesn't actually require a man to move the relationship forward. So you have to elevate your expectations of communication, of connection, and what the courtship process looks like. So I would not consider this an actual courtship, because it was simply just attention. Okay, they were not actually getting to know each other on a deeper level. They were getting to know each other, but he was not moving the relationship forward. So she was really interested in this guy. And when it came down to it, and she let him know her interest after a few months, and she let him know her interest, and she was interested in getting to know each other, you know, more for courtship purposes, he very quickly said that he was not ready for that, and that he was, I believe that he recently, within a certain amount of time, had gotten out of a relationship, which is one of the things on the commitment ready checklist that we tell you about. But he scrambled overall. He decided he was not ready, and that it was not a good fit for him. And this is also why in coaching. I also have the long distance crash course for you as well, because this is a common thing with long distance, because people do not know how to court long distance. And there are some major key factors and indicators of if a long distance courtship will work out. And I have coached enough clients who have married long distance and have found their partners long distance, and it's all the same patterns, it's all the same process. So you can tell very early on if that relationship will potentially work. And she actually ended up, fast forwarded into the future, she actually did marry someone long distance. Actually, you can listen to her testimonial episode if you go back some episodes and you go to the website, to captivatingcourtship.com/podcast, and in the search box, if you type in marry abroad, you can listen to her testimonial. But at this time, she was talking to someone that was a coworker, and that relationship didn't work out. And I knew very early on that she was going to be wasting her time, because he was simply providing attention and not intention. But I want to share another story with you as well. Another story about another client who, when she joined coaching, she was very hesitant and slow to change. She's naturally very shy, such a sweet woman, such a nurturer, naturally pretty shy. And she took a little bit of time to warm up and to open up and to focus on doing the inner work. But even with that, she was very slow to come to coaching and to really get coached on her mindset and her beliefs. So she got to know a gentleman who lived several states away, but not too far. It was in the Northeast. So in that corner, in that cluster, let's just say they were maybe 5 hours away from each other. It was a nice distance, but not too far. Easily they could drive to see one another if they, you know, to meet in person or a quick flight. But again, she continued to get to know this man without following the protocol that we have in place for the long distance courtship. So after about 3 or 4 months of getting to know him, and as I'm telling the story, I'm thinking of someone else's story as well, this long distance. So after about 3 or 4 months of getting to know him, the man providing a lot of attention and a lot of excuses as to why he could not travel long distance to meet her in person, then finally, eventually, the relationship or the courtship was called off. Now, in this case, this was a dead-end long-distance courtship. And I'm going to tell you just somehow, some of the ways that I knew this very early on, that it was going to be dead-end. Number one, in most, I'm not going to say all, because there's nothing that's all, so there's always room for flexibility, but I'm going to tell you the probability. In most cases, and what we have successfully seen come through this program and come through my coaching clients, is if it's long distance and if the two are going to actually move into an actual relationship, 9 times out of 10, one, the man will travel to the woman typically within the first 2 months, most of the time, anywhere between 6 weeks to 2 months, sometimes faster than that. Sometimes it may go up to the 3 month mark, but definitely between 3 weeks to 3 months, they have already met in person. That is one of the biggest signs. If within 2 months, the man has not planned a trip, or he's saying he financially can't do it, or he can't adjust his work schedule, or any of those things, you already know that the likelihood that this man is going to be able to maintain a long distance relationship, let alone a long distance marriage, is very slim. All of the relationships that we have seen, they have met in person prior to the 3 month mark, typically between 6 weeks to 2 months in most cases. There are some exceptions, but typically between 6 weeks and 2 months. It happens very early on. And this is because we tell our clients that when it comes to long distance, the courtship process doesn't actually start until you meet in person. So imagine you've been building this relationship with someone for 5 months, 6 months, a year, and you haven't even met them in person yet. it's not even real. Yes, you may have developed some type of emotional attachment, some type of emotional connection, but if you have not been able to figure it out, how to travel to see one another financially, physically, any of those things, your schedules and your finances do not permit for you to actually be in each other's space. That is a major red flag. Now, you do have some exceptions. You do have some exceptions. And if you love 90 Day Fiancé, maybe you have seen some exceptions where someone lives very far away and it takes a lot more work in order to make that happen. Those are the exceptions. Do not live your life by the exceptions. You are allowed to be exceptional, but if you want to value your time and you're a woman, especially if you're the woman between 28 to 43 and you are serious about wanting to start a family, you're serious about wanting to get married, you're serious about wanting to find the right partner, you don't have a lot of time to waste. So you have to learn to value your own time if you want someone else to value it. So that was the first sign, was one, they hadn't met in person, and two, the reasons for them not meeting in person had to do with work and finances and things of those sort. Those are major red flags. He's not prepared to be able to maintain the type of relationship. In the vast majority of cases that I have seen where my clients have married or met someone or partnered with someone long distance, they have met within that 6 week to 2 month mark in most cases, definitely by 3 months, 100% by 3 months. And finances wasn't a problem as far as travel and those things. Now, I will say in most cases, I also do not recommend for the woman to do the traveling first. That is also a major red flag. However, in rare circumstances, like for example, we've had a few clients who have married abroad and the man lived in a country where it took a lot more work to get the visa and it was easier for the woman to travel. In those cases, that's understandable. It's more understandable. But in other circumstances, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let him pay for it. Let him figure it out. You have to let him step up and figure it out. There are other keys and indicators when it comes to long distance, but I just wanted to share those things because those are the things that often happen that causes women to waste their time. And I want to share one more story before we go on to the next part. And so let's start really breaking this down for you. Another story is last week in coaching, a client in coaching, she mentioned on a call that she's meeting men online, and the men that she had been meeting, I had to really get on her, and I hope that she's listening to this episode, because I had to really get on her about the radius in which she was courting, which she was meeting men. And some of these men that she was meeting were really far away. I mean, across the ocean. Now, like I have said, we have had a few clients, not too many, but we have had a few clients that have actually married abroad. Here's the thing. One thing that I have noticed, and this is where coaching comes in because I'm able to identify it as a pattern versus, or as a way that women are using it to avoid commitment versus it simply just being them expanding their options. There's a difference between you expanding your options and allowing long distance to just be an option versus if you are using long distance as a way for you to avoid commitment. If you're using it as a way to feed your commitment issues. For this particular client, I could tell that she was using long distance and meeting men long distance as a way of feeding her commitment issues for several reasons. One, in her location within, let's say, 100-mile radius, there were lots of potential options for her to explore in that 100-mile radius. Like, she lived in a corner of the country that gave her a lot of options. That's number one. So you overextending yourself way beyond a tri-state area or way beyond a 100-mile radius, that tells me that you are using long distance as a potential commitment block. That's number one. Number two, she was not prepared to move. When I asked her, if, let's just say, you meet someone, are you prepared to move to that location or to any of those locations that you're getting to know people in? Would you be prepared to make that move in the next 18 months? And she laughed about it and she thought about it. She said, no, she finally admitted no. And so it's like, okay, if it is not feasible, if you could not actually see yourself making that move in the next 18 months and you are serious and ready for commitment, why would you take your time to get to know this person? How is this keeping you in alignment with the commitment type of relationship that you want? You're using it as a way to keep you safe and to keep you comfortable, because if you meet someone that's local, it's going to require something different of you. It's going to require effort. It's going to require you to actually meet people and get to know them. It's going to require the man to be intentional. It's going to require change. And sometimes, especially in this day and age, where it's so easy to meet someone on social media or dating apps, and long distance becomes a fantasy oftentimes, where it's like, well, I could travel, well, I can go see them. And the whole concept of it is really based upon fantasy and escapism. And when you're using a relationship or a potential partner as a way to escape, or a way to just fantasize about what it could be like and not the reality of a relationship, you're actually forming commitment blocks to stop you from having to actually commit. And this is just going to be another waste of your time. Now, if you love wasting your time, go for it. But if you want love and emotional connection and trust and security and emotional stability, and you want to feel happy and you want to meet a partner that's going to actually help you move on the track, that's going to actually move the relationship along so you can be confident about their commitment level and about attracting the type of relationship that you want, you don't have time to waste in these types of scenarios. Now, there are probably a ton of other scenarios, even for those that are not long distance, those who are local, tons of scenarios. And that's why we provide you with the commitment ready checklist and coach you through this. And you bring these things to coaching, because there's so many different scenarios where women are willingly wasting their time. And it's not always easy to identify when you're in it. So there's so much benefit to just having third-party observation. But even if you're telling yourself, let's say you're getting to know someone right now, you're courting someone right now, and it's been about 3 or 4 or 5 months, and the relationship has not manifested into anything. Not even that. Let me take it back. Let's say it's been 2 months. Let's say you've been getting to know someone right now for 2 months, and they're providing you a lot of attention. They're calling, they're texting, they are building this emotional connection with you. But deep down inside, when you sit in your gut core instinct, you do not believe and you do not think that they are actually moving the relationship forward. You do not feel secure within this relationship. Do not feel secure and safe that this relationship is going to manifest into an actual commitment that could potentially lead to marriage. If you do not feel that in your core, in your gut, and you know if you feel it, you know if you question it, you know if you have doubts, you know if you do not feel safe and secure. If you feel that way, then you may be telling yourself, well, let me just give it more time. Let me just see what happens. Let me just focus on him and see where things go. But your gut is already telling you. Now, some of you may be telling, well, I can't tell the difference between my gut and if it's just my anxiety or my overthinking or my nervousness. Fine, that's great. If you feel that way, then I want you to go to the blog episode, go to the podcast episode on the website. I'll make sure that the link is in the show notes. And I want you to read the blog post on the episode. The episode is titled 3 Shifts to Attract Commitment. I believe that's the name of the episode. Let's see. Just double check this for you. The name of the episode is, I believe it's 3 Shifts to Attract Commitment. You can go on the website. And in that blog post on that episode, it talks about a process to sink into your body so that you can connect with your intuition. I'll make sure the link is in the show notes for that. But I want you to practice that. Practice in sitting in stillness, sinking into your body, getting out of your head and getting into your body, getting to your gut, getting into your heart, so that you can connect with how you actually feel. Most women cannot tell the difference between their head and their heart. They cannot tell the difference between their gut instinct and their anxiety. So we want to get you practicing and get you comfortable with listening to your body, okay? Listening to your gut, trusting your feminine intuition. That is your superpower. So here's what we're going to do instead. Okay, I'm going to give you some tips because I want you to focus on finding compatible partners, especially as a successful woman. It can be a real challenge to find a compatible partner who shares your values, your goals, your ambitions. And if you desire someone who understands you, who supports you, who is authentically aligned with you, both in your personal life and your professional life, you have to value your time. Another thing that I want to talk about before we get into the shifts that you need to make is the pressure that so many successful women feel when it comes to succeeding in all areas of life. You have this pressure on your back to be a high achiever, to have all the answers, to have it right, to be able to operate and do so much on your own, and to not be weak. You have these pressures of trying to keep a wall up so that no one sees you sweat, so that you can handle your own problems. And you wear that as a badge of honor. And this pressure to excel in all areas of life, finding the perfect job, the perfect career, you know, having the right partner, the perfect partner, forget the right partner, the perfect partner that's going to validate you, that you're going to be so proud of to have on your arm. All of these things can add a lot of stress to the dating and courtship process. And when you're attracting men and you're moving through relationships from a place of stress, you're going to complicate the entire process. You're going to complicate it mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even in some ways financially. And when I say financially, what I mean is that sometimes successful women and accomplished women, high achieving women, will overextend themselves financially sometimes in relationships in order to prove their value. Not all, but some will do this in order to prove their value. So we want to relieve you of this pressure. And this is the work that we do in coaching so that you're not attracting from a place of stress. You're not attracting from a place of anxiety. You're not attracting from a place of low value or low vibration. And you're not attracting the types of partners that are going to be misaligned. You don't need that in your life because that's just going to add more stress and more pressure and more low value thinking and more low value feelings. And you deserve more than that. So this is the work that we commit to, that I want to go all in with you on when you become a client of ours. So if this is something that you need help with, allow yourself to be seen, allow yourself to be supported and to be vulnerable and to book at the very least, take the next step to book your clarity call. Book the Attract Your Match game plan call. You can go to the link in the show notes. Fill out the quick form. It's just a 15-minute call. It's pitch free, no obligation, but at least give yourself the first step of getting some clarity on what options are available to you. You have to value your time, and you don't have to go at this alone, and you don't have to feel the stress and this anxiety that's actually making relationships in your love life toxic or overwhelming or the opposite of what you want to enjoy. There is better available for you. So let's talk about some solutions and what you actually need to do in order to turn your love life around. And so you can stop wasting time and you can start giving your time to relationships that are going somewhere instead of wasting time with relationships that are going nowhere. So the first thing that I want to share with you today is that you need to pay attention to, and these are kind of just warning signs, but you need to pay attention to, does this man lack commitment and future plans with you? When he's talking about the future, does he tend to say, I, me, me, me? Does he use the word we? Does he talk about making plans and including you in it? Does he talk about making plans and including you in it? Not you making plans, but him making plans. Him talking about the future, including you in it. That is something that's really important to pay attention to, especially once you get past the first 6 weeks to 2 months. You should start hearing more we conversations if he's seriously interested in pursuing a relationship or a commitment with you or even marriage. Is he using the term we when he's communicating? Is he talking about future plans, including you in it, or is he primarily just talking about himself? Number two, is he consistent or does he lack effort or investment in you and in the relationship? So often, I will find women will overextend themselves and get so stressed. And I understand. I've been there before. I 100% get it. When you're really into a guy and you want the commitment and you're struggling with feelings of low self-worth or not being good enough or just really wanting to finally be done with being single, I understand how that feels. And when you are in that place, even someone who's inconsistent, who stonewalls, who goes silent, who is putting in low effort or lack of effort in the investment, that still seems like something. But if he's inconsistent or he lacks effort, he's not actually investing in the relationship, that is a sign that you are wasting your time with a relationship that probably will not go anywhere. A man's going to invest in you. He's going to invest in the relationship. That's just not financially. It's also with his time. And it's not just with his time. It's also going to be with his finances. It's going to be with his effort. It's going to be with how he shows up in his natural, authentic, masculine, providing energy. Again, we're not talking about providing financially necessarily. That could be a part of it. But providing as in showing up to be a benefit to you. He's adding value. He's showing up in his value as a valuable asset to you. This is a sign that this man is invested. If he's inconsistent, if he's not showing up in his value, if he's not moving the relationship forward, if he's not in his providing energy, providing time, providing effort, providing finances, providing all those things, that is a sign that the relationship potentially will not go anywhere. Number three, I want you to tap into the power of your intuition and focus on making high quality relationship decisions. Now, if this is something that you struggle with, I highly advise you to reach out. You can send me a DM, you can book a call, but let's talk about what you need to shift so that you can better embody this. But your feminine intuition, your superpower, is going to be something to truly guide you into making high quality relationship decisions. And if you want to stop wasting your time with relationships that are going nowhere, you have to learn to trust and tap into your feminine intuition and make high quality relationship decisions. High quality relationship decisions. These decisions have to be in alignment with the outcome that you desire. Not sabotaging yourself by avoiding or shrinking or anxiously clinging or anxiously attaching and making decisions from a place of fear. Okay? Number four, if you want to stop wasting time in relationships that are going nowhere, you're going to have to get really good at setting and keeping boundaries and standards around what you deserve. Okay? Let me repeat that. Setting and keeping boundaries around standards for what you deserve. I understand that many women who are confident and they are accomplished, they have a very easy time setting boundaries, but they have an extremely difficult time with keeping boundaries. And this is where the work comes in of you truly stepping into your deservingness. Now in coaching, when we take you through the 6-step process, for the first 30 days, we're really just tapping into your worthiness. You really owning your worthiness, getting clear on your worth. That is what's going to get you to the first 30 days. If you're having a hard time getting past 30 days of courtship with a man, or you find yourself constantly around the 4 to 6 week marks that the relationship tends to fall off, this is you struggling with your worthiness. If you find that your relationships typically fall off after the 2-month mark, or you're always on the edge of commitment, but it's never actually manifesting into the actual type of committed relationship or engagement or marriage that you want, that is a sign that you have to set more boundaries and standards around your deservingness, and you have to step into that. So these are two different phases that will lead you to commitment, but you have to get really good and really clear at setting and keeping boundaries around your deservingness. Number five, you're going to have to start very clearly and effectively expressing your needs, your expectations, and your desires in a courtship and relationship. This is a great way and one of the major ways for you to shift into having the type of relationship and type of commitment that you want and break up your relationship with nowhere relationships. If you are blocked when it comes to your ability to express yourself when it comes to your throat, when it comes to being able to communicate your wants, your needs, your expectations. If maybe you have a tendency to shrink yourself out of fear of rejection or a fear of abandonment, maybe you feel like your needs aren't going to get met, so why express them anyway? If you tend to just be self-sacrificing and putting everyone else first, so you don't actually expect your wants and your needs to be met, and so you shrink yourself, you don't express, and you're not communicating them, you're going to just go along with relationships even when they don't work, even when you're not being served, even when your wants and your needs are not being met. And that is a sure way to end up on a train to nowhere, because you're not even communicating where somewhere exists. You have to have a destination. Okay, so you have to express your wants and your needs in an effective way that's going to get you what you want. Number six, if you want to get out of the loop of nowhere relationships, I really want you to spend more time in reflection. Spend more time reflecting on your own relationship patterns and your past experiences, and not reflecting in a place where you are wallowing in them and where you are miserable, you're going down the river of misery, or you have all this regret or shame or guilt. We have to shift you out of that. And that's some of the work that we do in coaching, so that you can shift out of those old patterns, stop sabotaging yourself, and stop reliving the past and being in that thought loop. But if you're doing this on your own, you have to spend more time reflecting on your relationship patterns and creating new thought patterns that will create a new loop to create new experiences. You want to break out of those past experiences. If you are not familiar and you don't know how your brain works, if we want to create long-term change, and this is why I am not a dating coach. I'm not a courtship coach. I am a relationship coach, but we combine aspects of life coaching and neuroscience and hypnotherapy and all those things into the coaching experience because we are looking for long-term change. Long-term change is what changes lives. Long-term change is what changes generations, is what changes family trees. We're not looking just, what do I need to say to get him to respond back to a text? I can teach you that, but we're looking for long-term authentic changes that will create the type of quality of life and partnership that you want. So you have to reflect on your own relationship patterns and your past experiences so that you can start to create new thought patterns, create a new loop, so that you create new positive experiences. Okay? And number seven, the last thing that we're going to share, is you have to surround yourself, and this is a big deal. You have to surround yourself with other women so that you have a positive, supportive village, a positive, supportive community around you. Now, some of you may be listening like, oh, well, I spend a lot of times with my girlfriends and my cousins or my sisters or my mom, but are they a positive influence on your relationships? Are they speaking positively over you, over men, over relationships? Are they speaking positively and assisting you with the type of outcome that you want? Are they celebrating the good moments with you? Are they helping you to work through in a positive way the not so good moments? You have to be able to spend time in a village. Women traditionally have been supported by villages. You are not supposed to be going through life and going through this aspect of your life alone. Historically, you would have had other women to help cultivate you and bring you up and support you in this area, and you would be protected. But unfortunately, in this society, that's often not the case. So you sometimes have to create your own village. Now, whether that means that you join coaching or if you do this on your own is completely up to you. But you have to surround yourself with women who are making the shifts and doing the work so that you are uplifted in a way that's going to align with the type of relationship that you want. If you are surrounded by women who are also unhappy, or women who also end up in nowhere relationships, or women that speak negatively about men in relationships, or they're always in gossip mode, or maybe your mom or your cousins or others, when they speak about relationships or they speak about you or marriage or men, it's always from a negative place. It's always heavy. It's always negative. You don't have those positive examples. You have to go out and seek them. You have to do this if you actually want a positive relationship and you actually want change. this is where you have to take accountability for what you want and put yourself in rooms and put yourself in positions and put yourself in villages or create your own village to have it. Women thrive when they are fully supported. So you have to find your village. Now, if you are a high achieving single woman and you are tired of investing your time and your energy into relationships that lead to nowhere, I want to encourage you right now to make the decision to take control over your love life and to prioritize your own happiness. You deserve to be a priority. I want you to decide that it's time to get the knowledge and to take actions into creating positive change in your love life. Now, the first step for you to do this, I want you to book a 20-minute Attract Your Match game plan call. This is the first step to you getting new information and to taking an action that's going to align you with what you want. This is a pitch-free, no-obligation call. It's 100% free for you to get the clarity that you need. This is my way of serving you and to assisting you, because every woman deserves to feel loved, valued, and respected. Every woman deserves to have some type of support and clarity in her love life. And sometimes just the little changes, the little steps forward that you can take can have such a drastic impact in the long run. But on this call, the first thing that we're going to do is that we're going to take a quick assessment. We're going to take an assessment so we can get clear on what your patterns are. Well, not really your patterns, but we're going to get clear on what are the shifts that you need to take. And so you can get clear on those three core steps for you to start implementing and taking now. We're going to develop a personalized action plan for you to start focusing on and implementing. And then I'm also going to send you a complimentary download of those three steps, so you have them right at your fingertips. You can download them right to your phone, so you are clear on what are the things that you need to focus on right now to start getting your love life in alignment with the type of relationship, so you can stop wasting your time with nowhere relationships. So do not wait or hesitate another moment to book your call. Okay, you're going to decide right now to take control, and all you have to do is just click the link in the description of this episode, go to the website, answer the questions. It's a few questions. Fill out the form and book your call. And if for any reason you have some difficulty with booking a call, you can't find any slots available, just send me a DM on Instagram or shoot over an email, and we'll set it up and make sure that you get the opportunity to book your call and get the clarity that you deserve. And you can also invite a friend, invite your girlfriend, invite every woman that you know that's serious and ready to find a partner. Invite them to get the clarity that they need. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Can't wait to speak with you next week. And make sure that you book your Attract Your Match game plan call. The time is now. You deserve more. And you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Talk to you soon. I am so excited to share our new Attract Your Match game plan calls. If you are a high achieving woman between the ages of 28 to 43, you've been single 3 years or more, and you want a committed relationship so you can get married, the Attract Your Match game plan calls are for you. Now, on these 20-minute calls, you're going to get so much clarity on your blind spots and what specific areas you need to focus on so that you can attract a high quality relationship now. These are no charge, pitch-free calls, and spots are filling as we speak. So book yours today. You're going to go to the link in the show notes and book your 20-minute Attract Your Match game plan call.